for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Jeremiah. How can I help you? Hello?
Jeremiah, I was calling on, we got one of your flyers in the mail.
Oh, yeah, sure. Do you happen to see a 16...
Want to know a little bit more about it?
Definitely. Do you see that 16-digit reservation code on there?
Yeah.
Can you read that to me?
2311-0501-0016-6511.
Great. Give me 1 minute here. And may I ask who I'm speaking with?
Curtis.
Curtis. Okay, great. How you doing today, Curtis?
Pretty good.
Good. Is the name of your business Long Branch Construction?
Long Branch Construction Services, LLC.
Services, LLC. Okay, I don't have that here. Hey, Curtis, what's a good number in case my phone gets disconnected? I can call you right back.
719-87-7900.
719, what was after that?
687.
Mm-hmm.
7900.
Awesome, thanks. Okay. Let me just verify a few things, and then I'll answer whatever questions you might have. How would you structure your company? Are you guys structured, you said an LLC, right?
Correct.
Okay, you guys still at, I have the address as P.O. Box 6957 in Woodland Park, Colorado?
Yes.
Correct. Okay, great. All right, Curtis, tell me a little bit what you're looking for, and I'll see if I can hopefully point you in the right direction there.
Well, what we're looking to do is we're a roll-off business.
Okay.
And we need to buy some more containers.
Okay.
And either a truck or trailer because we have more business than we can handle right now.
You have a good problem then.
Yep.
Okay, good for you. So how much, when you say you need to buy containers, how much are those containers and how much do they cost?
I'm guessing the containers ideally we'd be looking at about $65,000.
Okay, and you're looking just to buy one or?
That is, let me get back to my sheet here. That's 19 containers.
You need 19.
Yeah, that's what we. Yeah, that's what we would. What we'd like to buy.
Okay, 19. Wow, and it's 65 per, and you need around 19 containers. Let me ask you this: what's your return on investment on each container?
No, they're not. For all 19, it would come to right at $65,000.
Oh, for all 19, it would come to 65.
Correct.
Okay. I was thinking they were 65 each. I was like, oh, my goodness. Okay.
It depends on what size because they vary anywhere from $2,800 a piece up to $3,800 a piece.
Got it. Okay. And so what would your return be on that 65 if you got 19 of those?
Well,
have you guys calculated, like, the margin that you probably would make off of that?
Let me think about this here. our rough estimate is after each one of those containers would probably be used 20 times each a year, we're probably looking at a return investment per year probably about $10,000 a year.
For total? Or is that per container?
Hold on.
Sure.
No, we would be looking at $3,000 per item per year.
$3,000 per item per year. Okay.
Basically, yeah. They'd be paying themselves off in one, in a sense, in 1 year almost.
Okay, and then after the second year, it's all profit.
Yeah, and they probably have about a 20-year lifespan.
Oh wow! Okay.
Easily.
For sure. They will pay for themselves. Okay. Themselves. And how many containers do you have right now with your business?
We have 49.
Oh, wow. So now you just have a higher demand for more containers then?
Yeah, we're staying out of them. We're having to tell people they have to wait a week or two right now, and we're just losing a bunch of money because we can't keep up with demand.
Absolutely.
And we actually was that way even through the winter this year.
Okay. So what do they use the containers for? I mean,
It's the large dumpsters that you see at hotels and houses being built that they put all the construction waste in, and then you pick them up and you haul them to the dump.
Oh, I see. Okay. That makes sense. Oh, wow. Okay. What do you guys charge to people to have those? Do you charge monthly, weekly?
Well,
is it a one-time fee?
Our minimum rate is weekly.
Mm-hmm.
And then we charge basically up to, we have a one-month rate, and then anything over that's an extra $7 a day. So, I mean, we've got as much as, a couple thousand dollars for one container before.
That's awesome. Good for you guys. What a great business. How did you get into that?
Well, just the area that we live in, Colorado, there's just it's seeing a big spike in building. When I got into it a year later is when the big crash happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I about lost my butt because we put all this money into brand new equipment and everything, and we had a hard time making it through the recession.
Mm-hmm.
But then we've come out of that, we hung in there, and we came out of it now, and this area that we're at right now is probably one of the most booming places there is, and we're just losing money, big time right now.
Okay, so you want to take advantage of the business while you got it. You never know how long that's going to last.
We're the only A-plus rated, with the Better Business Bureau, we're the only A-plus rated roll-off company in Colorado, basically.
The only A-plus rating company in Colorado right now.
Roll-off containers.
Roll-off containers. Okay. Good. Well, so are you looking? We're looking at a capital total of 65. Is that what you're looking at, or did you need more than that?
Actually, I'd like to. I need to get a roll-off trailer too.
Okay.
I could fund that through another way. It just kind of depends. But that roll-off trailer, you're looking at about $35,000.
Okay.
So,
we can actually get you that. We do equipment too. So we can actually help you finance that as well.
Okay.
Let me ask you this. Would you guys... Sure, go ahead.
$100,000 in total.
Around $100,000?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see here.
I guess if you use the containers for collateral, it would be a secured loan.
Yeah, well, basically, if we can do the whole thing on equipment... I would say let's do that because it's more of a traditional loan, as you know of. We typically can do anywhere between 3 to 5 years on the traditional loans. If we can't use the containers as equipment, what we'll have to do is get you a working capital loan, And those are unsecured loans, okay? So basically how that works is we give you the cash, you do whatever you want with it. You can purchase containers, you can use it as cash flow, whatever you need to do for your business.
But that generally would be at a higher interest rate, right?
Exactly. Exactly, because it is unsecured, right? So we can't take anything if you don't pay it back. It's a high risk, basically. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this. How's your credit? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
It's somewhere in the middle.
Okay.
Had a couple big hits. We got two kids in college and stuff, and you know, we've never, ever, our credit won't ever show one late payment. We've never missed a payment on anything, but, right? Yeah, I'm sure that you won't find one late payment, and the only thing is that on a couple other loans we were turned down because they said we didn't have, credit to loan?
Revolving credit? Available credit?
No.
Well, who did you speak with? Did you speak to a Bank of America, Chase?
We have Chase. What was that question again?
The question was, you know, we were talking about your credit, and you said it was somewhere in the middle. Do you guys have any bankruptcies, tax liens, anything like that?
No.
No BKs, no tax liens. Okay. How long have you been in business for?
10 years.
Oh, wow. Good for you. Okay. And what did you guys do in sales last year?
Right at 400,000.
Okay. 400,000. Okay. Now, when you went to the bank, what did the bank tell you guys?
Well, I tried to buy a roll-off truck, and I think it was tried to get $80,000,
mm-hmm.
and they just said that the loan-to-debt ratio or something was a little
got tight. It. Yep, got it, loan-to-debt ratio. Okay, that makes sense. Okay. Have you looked anywhere else besides the bank to try to get this financing here?
Well, no, we saw you. We have another trailer. We're paying off this month, and we're contacting them back. And that's where I thought about going ahead and getting me another trailer through the outfit that we just made our last payment on this month.
Well, good for you. How much was your payment on that last trailer?
Oh, that was a small... That was only about $200 a month.
Okay, so it was a very, very small trailer.
That was very small, correct.
Okay. Do you have any other current business loans out right now? Working capital loans?
No.
Okay. Have you ever had one before?
When we bought the containers in the roll-off truck?
Yeah, have you ever had a working capital loan before? The higher interest loans?
No.
Okay. All right, let me see here. Are you 100% owner there, Curtis? Or is it like you and your wife? Or what's the breakdown on the business?
No, my wife and I. She's 60%, I'm 40%.
Okay. And what's your wife's name?
Teresa.
Teresa, okay. Got it. All right. So basically, to kind of give you an overview, if I can shoot to get all this under equipment, that's what I would like to do for you. So that way I can get you a better term and a better rate. I think that would be my first goal in trying to get everything for you. Do you already have could you send me an invoice of what the containers would cost? So if we needed to pay them directly, we could just pay them and then they get shipped to you?
Yeah, I can send that to you.
Okay. Yeah, I would need that. And then I would also need... I'm going to send you a short one-page application that'll kind of... it's really short. It's like half a page. I just need you and your wife to fill it out, sign it, send it back to me. And then I'm going to need about 6 months of your business bank statements. And then I'll need the most recent tax return. So I'll email you a list of everything that I would need. But as soon as I get...
We filed an extension on this one here, so we'd have to send you the 15.
You can send me 2014.
Okay, 2014, okay.
Yeah, that'll work. We like to see the structure of your business on there. That's the main thing, and then your gross for 2014. 2015, yeah, it's fine if you have an extension.
Okay.
So as soon as I get that, I can get you an answer in about 24, 48 hours. Now, if we can't do all of it on the equipment, then what we'll try to do is do half and half. Maybe we'll get you the trailer on equipment and then do the other containers in working capital.
Okay.
That would be my goal. I can probably, based on your sales, I can get you anywhere from 40 to 70K in capital. Now, the trailer, I know for sure we can use as equipment. That's not the issue. Okay. I know that we can try to get that approved for equipment. It's the containers that I've never done that with a business before, so I'm not 100% sure if we can use that as equipment. So, but that's going to be my goal, because obviously okay. I want to get you the best rate possible with the best terms.
Okay.
So what's a good email, Curtis, for me to send this over to you to get you to fill it out?
It's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at longbranchllc.com.
Branchllc.com. Okay, so I got Kurt, C-U-R-T, at longbranchllc.com.
Correct.
Okay, yeah, so I'll get that shipped out to you. Do you guys take credit cards over there for your payment?
Yeah,
you do?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay, so yeah, I pretty much all the information I got from you is it looks good. I mean, everything you're telling me, I don't see there being a problem in trying to get you something. I know that we can, it'll take me only 24, 48 hours to get an answer, and then we work from there, and I kind of tell you what your terms would be. And then you just kind of tell me whether, like, Jeremiah, I'd want to go forward or, you know, we'll hold off on it.
Okay.
How soon are you looking to get the money by?
I can send you a quote on the containers.
Can you give me that one for the truck as well?
Well, for the trailer, I'll call the guy and have him send me a quote on that.
Yep, that'd be perfect. It's a used one?
No, it'd be brand new.
Oh, it's brand new. Okay. You're getting it from a company then?
Yeah, out of California. They make them in California. It's probably the best trailer you can get, and they build them out of California.
Yeah, great. If you can send that, get that invoice from them, that'd be great. We would need that. But if you want to get started, we don't need it right away, so you can probably get that, email them, and have them give it to you by tomorrow. But if you want to get me all those other documents by today, I can submit it first thing in the morning, and then we can hopefully get an answer by the end of business day.
Okay, that'd be great.
Okay, Kurt. Well, I'll send that over. Do you have any other questions for me?
Well, do you roughly know what kind of interest rates we're looking at?
Okay, so as far as the equipment goes, like I said, they're more of a traditional loan. Rates will start somewhere in the mid-single digits is what we usually start off with. Of course, that depends on your personal credit. It's really geared towards that factor. I know with the capital, it's going to be a little bit more expensive. We start off 10 cents on the dollar and go up from there. It's because it is unsecured. So we don't have anything to, it's a high-risk loan, basically.
Okay.
Okay, but if you're making what you say you're making on these containers, it's going to be worth it for you, right? Just because, I mean, if you pay a little bit, you know, extra for the payback, the amount of return you guys are going to get over the, you know, next 20 years, it's definitely worth it for you, especially if you have the business.
Well, they're gonna pay the monthly payment easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, you know, when you get that many containers out there, the whatever payment we have, we'll have on them. I mean, the profit in them is going to pay the payment real easy. So that's not going to be an issue for us.
That's good, and that's good to hear. And that's what we look for, is that we make sure that you have a solid plan and that it's going to work out for both parties. If you're telling me that, you know, it's going to take you, you're going to break even for the next 3 years, it just might not be worth it for you. You know what I mean, for the capital loan. But and the reason why I say I can get you anywhere between $40,000 to $70,000 is because mainly when I work with businesses, that's what I see, that the number we're able to get them is around 10% to 15% of your sales. So, and with the capital loan, we're not really looking at credit. You could have bad credit, and we can still get you money because we really look at your sales. So, okay. We assume if you have good sales, you can cash flow the note.
Right.
You know, so let me get that to
also,
you.
So, what about a prepayment? Is there a prepayment penalty?
None of our programs have prepayment penalties. None of them.
Okay.
That's
so
equipment or capital.
We can pay off
anytime we want. Absolutely. And the good thing about our capital program is that there is no APR, okay? We don't do that. We have a set payback amount. So instead of charging you, where some people will go year after year after year of just paying interest, we don't do that. We kind of figure a total amount back, and then this is what you're going to pay us.
Okay, now, so we pay that back whether we pay the loan off early or not.
Right, but there is benefits, like discount-wise. So if you do decide to pay that, the total payment early, there's a most programs have a program where we give you a small discount.
Okay.
So we'll get more into the depth of the programs once we get some solid numbers here for you. And once I get that paperwork back, I can totally, you know, explain to you some of the programs you'd qualify for, and then you pick what's best for you and your business.
Sounds good.
Okay. All right, Kurt. Well, I'll send that over in about 5 minutes, and then if you can, give me everything tonight. So as soon as I get in the morning, I'll submit it first thing, and then I'll get you an answer hopefully by the end of the day.
Okay.
All right. Appreciate you calling in. Hey, you want to take down my number in case you have any questions? It's my direct line.
Yeah, and I wanted to make sure I got your name again because I forgot your name already.
That's okay. My name is Jeremiah, and my phone number is 858-909-8867. And there's no extension. It's my direct line, so you can get a hold of me. And once I email you, if it's after hours, you can always email me. I'm always checking my emails. All right.
Okay, got that. And so you're with, okay, Cardiff.
Yeah, Bank of Cardiff.
Okay, sounds good, Jeremiah.
All right. All right, Kurt, we'll be in touch. I'll send it to you in about 5 minutes, and then if you could just start working on it and get it over to me tonight, we'll be in good shape.
Sounds good.
All right, take care.
Yeah.
Bye.